On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. Now from the Handy Toyota broadcast booth, this is the Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country, it's time to dance!
Markin for three, got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowan's top right corner with half a second to go and the Cats win!
Welcome in. It's Catamount Insider, episode 24. Frankly, we've got to get right to our interviews this week. It's great to have you with us. I'm Brian McLaughlin on this Saturday morning. I went long with both of our interviews, so I don't have much time for you off the top, but two great previews of games coming up later today. First up, it's Chris Fifes of the UVM men's lacrosse program. They take on Bryant later today at noon at Virtue Field. Check out that action on ESPN+. Then, Will Lanier of UVM women's basketball joins the show. He's previewing all things March Madness and the matchup with NC State later today at 2 p.m. Hope you enjoy the show. Chris Fifes, right after this.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Rabin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude, gets up when they fall down, and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, here with head coach Chris Fifes of the UVM men's lacrosse team. Coach Fifes, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Excited to talk about your team, the season, what's ahead, what's happened so far. I know the team's in a bit of a rough skid right now, but just at the start of conference play, having dealt with some injuries that we'll talk about, maybe not the specifics of those, but just how you've kind of dealt with them, assess where the team's at for me, because there's been some real good moments. The Utah win's a great win, and I know you guys have had some real big individual performances, but we mentioned it right off the top. There have been some rough moments as well. How do you kind of balance that at this point in the year?
Yeah, I think the best thing for us right now is just to continue to stay, you know, committed to our process, a process of preparation, a process of preparation for every single team that we see on a weekly basis within our conference now really ups the stakes and gets these guys really excited about every week and captures their full attention. The key is, you know, not giving up and just staying committed. And I really have a great group when it comes to that. So they've just been out on the practice field grinding, working hard, watching film and doing the things that we need to do to get ready for another tough conference game.
Where are the areas that you want to see immediate improvement from last week to this week? Where's that kind of area you think you could see a jump?
Well, you know, we got to start games faster. I think that's something that has plagued us these last three games. While we focused on it and we've worked on attributes to maybe iron out some of those kinks, we haven't put ourselves in a great position in each of these three games where we get behind the eight ball and then we have to, you know, mount a comeback. And I think with a young, kind of inexperienced lineup right now, kind of plugging some different holes, it's hard to get that consistency that you need when you're getting, you know, the best game out of some of these teams. And so I think we've got to start faster. That's a big thing. And with starting faster comes limiting turnovers. You know, we've had double-digit turnovers the last three games. And I know that we're capable of playing better because we have in practice and we have in the pregame warm-up. And then we go on the field and, you know, we don't always put our best foot forward to start. But these guys are committed and they're really working hard at their stick work and their decision making and little things like that that might help, you know, eliminate some of these costly turnovers.
Let's talk about plugging some holes when you do lose some guys to injuries, whether it's Pope or Fratt or others on your team. What are the conversations like with you and your coaching staff just about how you approach what to look for and how you're going to kind of problem solve losing some guys that have been such big parts of your team before?
Yeah, I think we just have to understand that no matter who we run with, they're not going to plug those holes that a Pope and a Fratt, you know, specifically vacate. I mean, you know, over 60 goals between those two guys. So whoever that next person is, they're not going to be the same person in terms of production is concerned. So we have to be willing to accept that it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a change in terms of how we attack and how the flow of our offense goes. And that comes, you know, a little bit smoother with some guys and less smooth with other guys, you know, whether they're a first year or a junior, that type of thing. But, you know, we know that if we continue to just stay committed to the process of being a great team offense and just sharing the ball and doing the little things that make and facilitate great offensive production, that we can really, you know, overcome some of these obstacles and give ourselves a chance to win these, you know, hard-fought games.
You mentioned it is a young team already and getting even younger, especially on the offensive end due to those injuries. Who have been the guys that have really stepped into larger roles and who's maybe impressed you with their ability to take on more than you were probably anticipating asking of them back in January?
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you asked that because, you know, Matthew Drimmy, who's leading our team in points right now, he's been a guy that we planned to redshirt initially. You know, he came in here as a 17-year-old college freshman, and you know, we were hoping to use this year for a little bit of a development year and learn from Fratt and that type of thing. But Drimmy, you know, he's been up for the challenge and he hasn't wavered at all. You know, from the Syracuse game on, he's been a guy that we can count on to put the ball in the net at crucial junctures in games. And for a young guy, I've really been impressed with his composure and, you know, really hoping that he continues his trajectory because he's a very bright spot in our offense right now. The other guy is Kian Puri, you know, from Muskoka, Canada. He's a freshman midfielder for us, and he's been doing a great job of kind of carrying the clubs and helping kind of attack from above the cage and really, you know, help with the short stick aspect of our offense. He's definitely the most two-handed Canadian that I've ever recruited and coached, and having a guy, you know, in your midfield that can dodge to both hands and escape pressure with both hands, exchange the ball, is kind of rare, especially out of a Canadian. And so we think he's got a tremendous trajectory, and he's gaining a lot of valuable, you know, minutes and experience right now for us.
You always schedule tough in the non-conference. This year's no exception. What have maybe you learned this year, or has your group learned this year about themselves that's different than previous years when you've played these really tough non-conference slates?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of unfortunate in the sense that, you know, if we had had our whole lineup for these games, we felt like we could be more competitive and really show that, you know, we have grown as a team. And, you know, you can't count on, you know, non-contact injuries occurring that sideline guys for long periods of time. And so we've had to just make do with what we've had and the lineups that we've had. I think what we've, you know, seen out of our group is, you know, they're a really tight-knit group. They really love playing together. And, you know, they've fought through some really tough battles. And each of these games, even when they haven't played their best, there's been spurts and moments where we've been really impressed with the resiliency and the ability to overcome, you know, the turnovers. Like last game, for instance, you know, we really made a kind of hard comeback in the fourth quarter, you know, going over, you know, 78% at the faceoff X and, you know, finding a way to feed our offensive possessions and making a run there in the fourth to get it to two goals with 5 minutes to go, you know, after being down at one point, I think five goals. So, you know, we feel like we have the ability when we're playing our brand of lacrosse and we're not playing frantic and we're not turning the ball over so much. So I know that's a complicated answer and a little bit of a trickle down effect. But as soon as we start to kind of settle into these games, I'm really confident that we can, you know, see our production go up.
I want to ask you about the first game of the year and your goalie battle, because Jake DeAndra wins the job out of the preseason. And then I think it was less than 5 minutes in, goes down in that game, and Ryan Daly steps up. Before that game, just talk to me about what that battle was like in the preseason and what DeAndra did to win the job, and then what Ryan has done since then stepping into the starting role.
Yeah, I mean, it was a battle, you know, and it's been amazing to have these goalies who are all fighting to be the starter. And, you know, I think after last year with Ryan being a 60% goalie as our number two and getting some meaningful minutes in games, we all were just assuming that, you know, he was going to be the guy. But when we came back in the fall, both Jake and JP, you know, they spent the summer up here in Burlington training and getting in really good shape. And they came in on a mission, and that was to win that job. And so I felt like every week when we were doing our goalie grade sheets, it was neck and neck from a percentage standpoint. And we really were just trying to give the best goalie the starting job and wanted to evaluate through, you know, three different weekends of fall scrimmages and then all of our inter-squad scrimmages in November as well, and preseason in January when we played, you know, Providence and Hobart. So it really came down to the last minute, and Jake won the job just because his level of consistency at that particular time we felt like was the best. But, you know, again, I want to give a tremendous amount of credit to Ryan Daly, because the guy came in at, you know, the biggest moment in the season when the lights are the brightest in the JMA Wireless Dome, and had a tremendous game for us in Syracuse, which, you know, we ended up holding them scoreless in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think maybe even one goal in the third quarter. So, you know, we did a good job of kind of giving him shots that he could see. But also he's a tremendous shot stopper. And we felt like his composure in that moment just showed why he deserved to be the starting goalie. And ever since then, you know, he's really just taken it and run with it. And, you know, aside from working on clearing every single week with Coach Fisher and myself, you know, I think he's just gone up and up. So we're excited that he's a sophomore and that we have, you know, more years to come.
Tell me about the Utah game. I joke with some of your guys, it's the best game that nobody's ever going to get to see. I mean, I was feeling, I had the FOMO. I wanted to watch that one. What went into that game, and just how special was that win? Because they're a really good team, and you guys find a way to get the job done in some weird circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to, you know, again, just say thank you to Coach McMahon at Utah. I mean, he is by far the easiest coach that I've ever experienced in my head coaching career to work with when it comes time to schedule games and practices and things of that nature, just because, you know, they are kind of road warriors, as as are we, and especially early in the season. So they've seen it all, and, you know, we've seen it all. And having been at Robert Morris for so many years prior to Utah, I think he understands what the weather does in, you know, February in New England and the Northeast. And so, you know, I just want to give credit to him for being flexible. You know, we were furiously trying to find alternate sites to get a safe scrimmage in. And we just felt like, hey, the only option that we could choose that was safe for both teams was to go in the indoor bubble in New Hampshire, a beautiful place, New Hampshire Sports Dome, that I would highly recommend. And, you know, again, I just was hopeful that we could make it happen on short notice. And they made it happen. They changed their flights and they flew out here. And we did a day trip down to New Hampshire to play that game, and not really knowing what product we'd be able to put on the field coming off of a, you know, 3-hour bus ride and playing such a high caliber team like Utah, who plays a really up tempo fast style. But I want to give credit to, you know, Henry Dodge, who really fueled our ability to score in that game. And they're a high scoring team, and, you know, we held on for dear life. I mean, it came down to the last stop of the game, where we had to get a stop so that they, you know, couldn't tie the game. I thought they were a tremendous team, and they played really fast, and you know, it was a really evenly matched game. And I'm really glad we got to play such a high caliber team like them early in the season, because I love their style and we want to play fast too. And it gave our guys a glimpse of, you know, maybe who we want to start to become a little bit more than maybe we already are.
I promise we're going to get to defense. I know how much you love talking defense. I want to just continue to ask you a little bit about those turnovers that you mentioned that have been a bit of a problem offensively. How much of that can you attribute to missing a bunch of your veterans due to injury and having some new guys kind of being in that rotation versus things that you can control and need to clean up, even if it is new guys out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for instance, last year when, you know, Luke Ryder was our ex-attackman, you know, he had Max Frattaroli, who, you know, led the country in shooting percentage, I believe, and Brock Haley, who was a fifth-year senior for us, first-round draft pick in the NLL. He had two guys that, you know, could really fill it up, you know, and so he had the ability to kind of shoulder the load. You know, I didn't have to shoulder all the load himself, whereas now as a sophomore, he was getting, you know, the number one defenseman, and he was playing alongside two freshmen, one that, again, we had planned a red shirt, and another guy who, you know, was a first year and hadn't had much experience, you know, playing at this level either, from the state of Colorado. So he was really, I feel like, trying to do as much as he possibly could to help us create offense. And sometimes that didn't always play to his strengths or his game or to our offense's, you know, current abilities. And there was just a little bit of a disconnect, you know. And so with a rotating lineup there, it didn't really help him, you know, play at his best level. And in the midfield, same thing, you know, not having Charlie Pope, who's a giant figure physically, but also from a production standpoint, you know, 40 plus goals last year, it really put a lot of pressure on some of these other middies and forced them to really win their matchups consistently and try to make plays that maybe, again, weren't always there, or the connections weren't always there early in the season. And so, you know, this has also been the coldest year that we've had in Vermont in my, you know, 9 years here. And so practice has been very, very up and down, with icy fields and having to go rent local indoor facilities that aren't even full fields. And just, it's been a litany of issues that were weather related, and that just didn't help our ability to build continuity. So I think it's just been a combination of a lot of factors for the turnovers, but also defensively, going from defense to offense, you know, we've had some issues with the clear and getting them the ball first time. And, you know, so I don't want to put it all on the offense. I think, you know, what we're most excited about is our ability to win faceoffs. We just have to be able to generate those faceoffs and turn them into offense more consistently.
You have used some of those transitional moments to your effect. Guys like Riker Demarest, Jack Combs, who's one of the stars I want to talk to you about, both chipping in with a couple of goals each. What's the conversations like with those guys, who are important to your transition game, about taking those chances but also taking care of the ball? Because I'm sure you want them to be playmakers, but sounds like that could be an issue as well.
Yeah, I think as much as I want to have different avenues to score, and we want to play up tempo, and those guys are certainly capable. We view them as offensive goal scorers. You know, Jack anywhere on the offensive side. And Riker, really a great deep shooting threat. He's such a powerful shooter. You know, we want to find ways to empower those guys and find goal scoring opportunities for them. But again, those guys can only do so much. They also need to play defense. And so, you know, you can't do too much of it because they get too tired and the defense suffers or the clearing suffers. But you also have to find other ways to score other than 6-on-6. So as a coach, I'm trying to do, you know, the best job I can of finding the right balance to incorporate that into our offensive production without maybe overdoing it, because we do have so much faith in them. But it also negates the offense's ability to get into a flow sometimes mm-hmm. when you give them a really short shot clock and mm-hmm. they're coming on the field cold on these particularly really cold games in this February and March stretch for us. So, it's something that we want to continue to incorporate moving forward. And again, I'm really happy. Riker's basically, because of his redshirt, he's a sophomore. Jack Holmes is a sophomore. Two guys that we think are, you know, tremendous assets to our team, you know, moving forward. And hopefully with some of these new guys coming back into the lineup, or some of our, you know, guys that are injured back in the lineup, we can start to have a little bit more balance to those two things.
What makes Jack Holmes such a special player?
I think it's just in his DNA. You know, he's a playmaker, man. He is fantastic on ground balls. You know, last game, for instance, he had, you know, 6 ground balls and 3 caused turnovers in a loss, you know, and that's like every game for that guy. I mean, he literally took every single face-off wing the entire game. And just to have that stamina and to have that heart, I just haven't coached many players like Jack Holmes. I think he is a special guy. It's a reason why he's a sophomore captain. His teammates voted him so. Mm. He's a humble guy. He's a guy that wants to do whatever his team needs. And, you know, he may have a long pole in his hand, but he can score goals like a lot of people don't even know yet. You know, we're just scratching the surface of what he can do on that side of the field. But as I said, we have to find ways to balance before we start using him more. But Jack Holmes, it's in his DNA. It's who he is. I wish, you know, I could take credit for it as the coaching, but great players make great coaches, and he's a guy we're lucky to have here.
I want to ask you, though, about how you use somebody like that as a coach. When you're putting a game plan together and you have this star defender around another group of very solid defensive players, but Jack is clearly kind of stepped up as far as those numbers go, how do you utilize him best? What are the ways you put him in positions to succeed?
Well, he's a guy that, as I said, he's got probably the best stamina on the team. He doesn't want to come off the field. And I would say, yeah, the first thing I would say to your question is, like, keep him on the field. Like, okay. Keep him on the field, because he just finds ways in broken situations to make plays. He did it as a freshman last year. You know, he helped us. He had the game-winning assist against UMBC. And he had, a goal that got us within a goal of Albany in the championship game, you know, when we needed it most. So, like, he's got that composure. For me, it's kind of the opposite. Is like, how can I keep Jack healthy? How can I pull him off the field? How can I make sure that we're being fair to him? And I don't want to take him off the field because of all the facts that, you know, the things that he does. But, you know, there is a law, you know, kind of diminishing returns. And we're still trying to figure out that balance in year two for him, and trying to get another, you know, long stick midi behind him that might spell him a little bit more.
You mentioned your group's face-off winning ability. Henry Dodge has been fantastic. 72% clip. Should be a fun matchup Saturday. JJ Murphy winning 60%. Just had a great game in the Bryant win against UAlbany. Really fun America East Conference this year. But when you look at that matchup Saturday, just how excited do you think that makes Henry Dodge to see somebody like that across from him? And just how much fun should that be to watch a couple of really good face-off units go at it?
Yeah, I mean, I love the face-off aspect of our game. I know some coaches are against it. I think it's in the best place it's ever been right now, in terms of the rules, in terms of the standing aspect, and not the motorcycle grip anymore, but more the one up, one down, or, you know, what they would call a traditional grip. I think it's just allowed these guys to be athletes, and it's created more 50-50 ground balls, and it's just made the game, sped the game up a little bit more. So I think a guy like Dodge, who is a tremendous athlete, he really exemplifies the face-off position and where it is right now. You know, he's not kind of just a FOGO. I mean, he can literally play offense. He can play defense. And I think, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder because he didn't play his best last time we played Bryant. Mm. And Walter Zhao came in and had a career game for us and did a great job and scored some goals. And so they're very much, you know, a tandem, and they work well together, and they both bring different things to the face-off X. But Henry, you know, is excited because it's a conference game, and we, you know, our backs against the wall. We want to prove that, you know, we can, you know, compete in this league and be a strong force in this league. And it all starts at the X for us.
Saturday at noon, Catamounts take on Bryant. Coach, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck on Saturday. And thanks again for joining the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brian.
Really appreciate Coach Chris Fifes for joining us this week ahead of the matchup with Bryant. And honestly, I really appreciate him being willing to sit down and talk. The team is, as we talked about, in the midst of a tough stretch at the moment. They've lost their last three. And so for him to be still willing to join Catamount Insider, talk about the team's struggles, and I always just have a real appreciation for his ability to explain the game of lacrosse and give it a real level of excitement and a different level of insight than you may be used to having it explained. He's one of my favorites, and I really appreciate him for joining Catamount Insider this week and talking all things UVM lacrosse. We'll be back after this quick break, sitting down with Will Lanier of UVM Women's Basketball right after this on Catamount Insider.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Mackenzie Franks off the grill. Big score. Their beer bratwurst, a total touchdown. Hardwood smoked sausage. It's a family favorite. Grilling wood smoked, handcrafted foods with signature spice blends. Eating foods you feel good about and you trust. Premium meats and cheeses since 1907. Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in. All together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, here with associate head coach on the women's basketball team, Will Lanier. Will, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brian. Appreciate you having me and excited to be here.
Let's just talk about kind of overarchingly, what is this week like for you? The team's going to the big dance, basketball-wise, logistically, everything else in between. What's going through your mind this week as a coach trying to get the team ready?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a great problem to have. You know, super excited for our players, our fans, our department, our institution, you know, just the entire state of Vermont. To hear your name being called on Selection Sunday is it never gets old, but at the same time we feel very, very lucky and fortunate to be in that position with our team and program. You know, and then as soon as you hear your name called, the excitement of going to the ACC to play a great program and a historic program is something excited. But then there's a lot of juggling, a lot of balls in the air of from travel to hotels to figuring out friends and family who can come to the game, and then ultimately, you know, game planning and getting ready to go play, which doesn't get lost, you know. So there's been a lot. We obviously had a good day of practice yesterday and film set and got on the court today, and then we'll start, you know, locking in with our two game prep, kind of like we've always done throughout the course of the year, and travel, you know, we'll travel down tomorrow, get settled in, and then go from there.
When did kind of the celebration turn to preparation? Because there's some gray area, right? Just as far as when you find out who you're going to play, want to obviously celebrate such a great accomplishment for the team. But when did you have to kind of start to turn your brain from, all right, we've gotten to enjoy this, I've got a job to go do now?
Yeah, it's you know, like I said, on Sunday it's super fun, and even after selection show was over, it's still like, wow, this is, you know, it's real, it's really happening. You know, I would say at that point and the next day, you're doing a lot of operational logistical things, it quickly starts turning into the business mindset of like, hey, we have a job to do, and then, you know, once we kind of get that stuff at least going in the right direction, then we can lock in on the film and talk to, you know, colleagues. You know, as soon as you hear your matchup, you're looking at their schedule to see like, hey, who did they play that was a common opponent? Who did they play that maybe we've worked with, or sure, style of play that might match up? And just you know, getting on the horn to see about, you know, getting some whether it be scouting reports, play calls, video, what worked well, what didn't work. Excuse me, and then just, you know, starting to dive into the film and trying to collect as much as we can in a short amount of time.
What is the process of putting that game plan together look like? Because it's you've been playing these teams that you're so familiar with for the last few months. This is an NC State team that, like you said, maybe some common opponents, things like that. But when it is a brand new team at a level like this, how do you even start to kind of put together just a plan for your team to get out there and play with?
Yeah, you know, it's a great point, Brian. Is you know, in league play, you're facing someone a second time, a third, potentially a third time. Yeah. And across the whole country, all their leagues, you know each other like the back of your hand. And with this, it's almost like going back to like a Missouri or those early games that we played non-conference. But you're watching, you know, with those games in November, you have like last year's film or maybe one or two films of this year and games. And so now it's like, okay, it's a new season, but we have film to watch. And you're trying to, you know, last five, last 10, look at the stats, look, obviously what they do at home and really trying to dive into the personnel to get to know these players best we can in a short amount of time. And I give our players a lot of credit. They do take pride in trying to learn the tendencies of our opponents. You know, we show a lot of film and try to dive into that you know, it's one of those things that there's a lot of, it's like you're cramming, but you got to do your best to not like worry about the finish line and just take small steps of like, hey, all right, what does number 10 do? What does 21 do? And really trying to develop, you know, what they, I shouldn't say develop, but like really try to take on an idea of how to force them into their weakness, you know?
Is it hard for you in a week like this to separate the logistical side of things? Because I know that's something you're obviously going to be very involved with, as well as your entire staff. Separating that from the basketball, do those things ever, you ever in practice and a thought jumps into your head for the logistical side or vice versa? I'd imagine there's a lot of kind of crossover there.
Yeah, totally. There's just it's kind of nonstop each and every day. And yeah, you're watching film like, oh, wait a second. We got, you know. And again, we're very, very fortunate that we were in this position 2 years ago. Yes. But a thought comes in like, oh, this came up when we traveled to stores. I remember we wanted to do it a little bit differently. And so, you know, trying to alert Alec or Kathy, who's doing an awesome job helping us organize everything, of like, hey, can we adjust this a little bit? And then, like you said, vice versa, as we're going through a hotel roaming list, it's like, oh, well, what about, man, if we change our angle on the ball screen, this might get us a good look at the end of the clock, you know? So there is a lot of that going on for sure.
So just tell me, how much are you using that experience from a couple of years ago with whether it is preparing for basketball or elsewhere?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're very lucky that we have quite a few on our roster that were a part of that that amazing season that we had and playing against UConn. So I think that will hopefully help us settle. There's clearly going to be nerves, and like I said, we're playing an incredible team coming off a Final Four run, and they, you know, they have a historic program, and their coaches and their players are very good at what they do, but I'm hopeful that will help us. And we've been very, very lucky since that point. We've played some non-conference games that have tested us, and we saw that this year where we got really tested and almost pushed to a breaking point of you know, like finding out who we were of at Princeton, at Buffalo, you know, playing teams, North Dakota State and Rice and as I mentioned, Missouri. So all those experiences hopefully, you know, will help us settle in. But, you know, you do all those, but then when you get to the moment, it's going to be a new experience at the same time, you know.
We're now going to take a quick break in our interview with Will Lanier. He's back on Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
McKenzie Grilling Kielbasa for the family dinner.
This time, I'm skrilling it.
Hardwood smoked kielbasa on the grill. Finished up in the skillet with roasted potatoes.
Skrilled it.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it McKenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Wherever things are getting done and made better, you'll find Nolan Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast, and a proud sports partner, the team behind your team and your school. Milton Cat is also the team ready for any challenge. Our customers rely on us for equipment, expertise, parts, and service. We're also the team ready for you with new challenges and exciting career opportunities. Milton Cat, always ready.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletics season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
So, as an alcohol-free product full of real Budweiser taste, we have the unique opportunity to bring Budweiser's flavor, taste, and enjoyment to guests with zero compromise. Budweiser Zero. Full-flavored, zero alcohol brew. 0% alcohol, 100% on your game. This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit TeamImpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and we return to our interview with associate head coach from the women's basketball team, Will Lanier. We're going to talk about your team's entire season overall, but first, I just want to kind of just put this out there for you to ponder and think about. We've talked somewhat about your experiences previously, coaching stops along the way. This is such a great time of year for basketball. When you think about your experiences in March basketball, March Madness, what jumps to mind throughout your career when you're looking back just as far as previous games, experiences, what pops up as some of your favorite March memories?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not go right to, of course, it was, Brian, I'm getting old, so we'll keep the date of birth out of
okay.
off the yep. record here. Yep. But it was 20 plus years ago when I was going in my last year at Georgia Tech as an undergraduate manager, and we started the year, with a very, very good and strong team, but unranked, and coming off where we had just lost back-to-back rookie of the years to transfer, but also to lottery pick and Chris Bosh. So, you know, it was, our team was kind of unknown, if you will, compared to what it had been projected as.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the year off somehow winning our first 12 games, getting to the top 10, and just like really coming on the scene, beating UConn number one at MSG in the preseason IT. And then you fast forward to March, and we got in as a three seed and won a first game, one possession game over a tough Northern Iowa team who was a 14 seed, and Ben Jacobson, you know, just one of those teams that you don't want to face, but we were lucky enough to advance. And then we get by Boston College in a four-point game, and then we get by Nevada, who had Kirk Snyder, who was no one knew about but was a pro. And next thing you know, we're in the final game of the national championship game. And you know, obviously there's a ton of memories that go into that, but just that's the one that comes to mind first. And what was wild is, and I mentioned this to some of the local media yesterday, was 2 years ago when we played at Stores here mm-hmm. with Vermont women's basketball, you know, it was amazing. But I walk right in and I see a 2004 logo, national champions, and I'm like, oh man, that's gotta be what I see the first time I'm walking into Gamble. But again, sour but amazing yeah. memories, and you know, super grateful for my experience with Coach Hewitt and the staff and allowing me to be a part of that, because you know, all this should never be taken for granted, and I feel super, super lucky.
You've had so many great experiences in moments like this, in situations like this. I'll just ask you, as a coach, because as a fan, it's very easy for everyone to say best time of year right now for basketball is right now. Can you enjoy this? Are you able to kind of have fun and enjoy this feeling of March, or is it not until after the fact when you can kind of sit down and I guess, realize just how cool it is.
Yeah, you know, it's hard. It's hard in the moment. I think, again, I guess they say the older you get, the wiser you become. But what's most enjoyable in the moment is seeing our players, 18, 19, 20, you know, 22-year-olds in that college age, seeing the experiences that they're getting from this, the joy that it brings them. But at the same time, we have a very competitive group, so they're pushing, they're wanting more. But to see them do that and experience in their shoes is where the in the moment joy comes from. You know, then after you kind of reflect, and it's probably not till it's wrapped up that you really think back. But in the moment, you know, you just see our players, our families of parents of our players. That's what it's all about, is those relationships you know, what I think, if most coaches don't say it in their heart of hearts, this is why you're in coaching, and is for those young people to experience these things and grow and develop memories.
So you mentioned some of the non-conference struggles at points in that section of the season. Just how much has your team grown since then?
We tremendously, you know, I think as a whole, but then individually, like our captains who were Anna, Bella, and Kat voted by the team, and they've done incredible, been incredible leaders for our team. But they probably have grown the most because, you know, you get tested as leaders when things aren't going well. Leadership gets looked at. When things are going well, leadership doesn't really get pats on the back. It's kind of when times are tough, and they've grown so much to help within themselves, but to help teammates. And you know, like I said, there was moments in that non-conference where we were at a crossroads, and it was great to see that, like, hey, we've got to dig our heels in the sand and just keep doing it the right way, but also like being uncomfortable with being uncomfortable. And in those moments, if we can do that, it's going to help us down the long run. And that's a lot of times easier said than done. You know, they can just be words, but to really trust it, believe it, I think Anna, Bella, and Kat did that, and that obviously trickles down to the juniors and Nicola and Kira and Nika and obviously Scoop and Lazar, who are seniors, who are transfers in. They've been leaders without having the C on their chest, which you got to have that. You it can't just fall directly on the captains. It's those secondary leaders that are equally as important, if not sometimes kind of the real MVPs when it comes to camaraderie, chemistry, and team development, you know?
Yeah. You play Albany three times, twice in the regular season, once then in the conference championship. Of 12 quarters of basketball, what was different in the very first quarter versus the next 11? Because they race out to that early lead, the first matchup, they win that first game, and then you guys beat them the next two outings and even played them even after that first quarter in the first matchup.
Yeah, it was, you know, we talk about the non-conference testing. That was a moment of testing us. And, you know, I don't know if there's one direct thing that clicked or changed, but – you know, I do think one thing that maybe probably gets overlooked is at halftime of that game, we obviously made a change in our lineup, and that pretty much stayed the same all the way through. You know, we had an injury, illness down the stretch. It kind of changed our lineup a little bit. But from that point forward, our lineup changed. But so many times, you know, a player who maybe gets removed to the lineup can – put palms to the ceiling and be like, man, why is this happening to me? And pointing a finger, or like I said, like shrugging the shoulders. And that didn't happen with this group and with our particular players. And I think looking back on it, that was probably one of the most top 3 to 5 defining moments of our season, because it could have gone a different way individually, and then it permeated into, you know, just something that you don't want, but it didn't do that. And that's a credit to our players, our team, and what they've established amongst each other. And That's just, you know, you asked earlier about like reflecting or enjoying it. Though when you start thinking back, I mean, we were down 32-6 in that game, which is unfathomable to think about. And found a way to like make it a game, and then just got better from that point. And obviously, was very, very fortunate to come out top on March 14th.
The AmeriKeys tournament quickly turned into the Nicola Prieta breakout party. What would you say the biggest, or if you could attribute something to her big kind of step forward? Because she was a big part of the team early in the year, but then just became a monster down the stretch. Why?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. I think she's done a great job in practice, putting in the extra work. You know, one of the things that as young people, when they're growing as players, if you put in what's required, you're going to just kind of stay the same. But if you can put in extra, you're going to get payback from those things. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's a perfect example of that. I think she's always played with great passion and spirit. But I think one of the things that really clicked was defensively, she just said, you know what, I'm going to be cerebral. She's kind of the back line a lot of times in the defense, can – rotate, can cover up mistakes by blocking shots, rotating over, getting deflections. And with that kind of took off. And then that just – the game of basketball is all about good karma. And when you can truly control the things you can control, which mm-hmm. is defensively, mm-hmm. now all of a sudden the offense clicks. And she played with great pace and poise. And you know, I think that's part of the extra work that she's done in the gym on her own, is giving her that confidence of playing with that pace, and she was tremendous down the stretch, and was really impressive to see and watch.
The final horn sounds at UAlbany. You guys are AmeriKeys champions. Take me inside the emotions of that moment. You shared a great moment as a coaching staff together, and then you let loose a big scream to the traveling fans who were awesome in that game for Catamount Country. What were those emotions just like for you?
Yeah, it was incredible. Obviously, you know you're coaching all the way to the zero. You know, just trying to get to the finish line. And the horn, you know, the horn sounds, and you know, it's like, wow, this really happened. And obviously, as a staff, you know, we hug, and you know, the emotion of it all kind of it almost freezes you a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then you know, you see a direct family right behind the bench and give them a wave, and then at that point, it's like, okay, this is really real, and it hit me. And I obviously, our women's lacrosse team was amazing, and our band and cheer were there. And so I went over, and I just I thought they were a big reason why we were able to settle in kind of right away in that game, of just like, wow, feeling like, because Broadview, listen, a very tough place to play. Albany is
hadn't lost there all year.
Tremendous in that building, and we knew we had our work cut out for us. But them being there kind of just like, I think helped all of us settle in and play right away. And I wanted to go in and crowd surf, but I thought otherwise. I was like, you know what? Lacrosse has a game tomorrow. If one of them sprains a wrist, Coach Graddick is not going to be happy with me, so I cannot do that.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. Good luck this weekend. Catamount Country's behind you guys. Thanks so much for joining the show this week.
Absolutely, B-Mac. Appreciate you having me, and thanks again.
Thanks again to Will for joining Catamount Insider this week. Such a great story as somebody who started as a student manager. We didn't talk about his coaching path much in this one, but climbing the coaching ranks all the way here to associate head coach at the University of Vermont. His second trip to the big dance with this team. Good luck to them this weekend. And I thank Will again for, I really wanted to take you inside the head of a college basketball coach the week of March Madness. It is so much more than just the brackets. It is about the travel. It is about the logistics, about getting his team ready to play, beyond just enjoying such a great experience. I'm sure they will be able to enjoy it at some point, but I appreciate Will for being honest about just where his head's at, and it can be at a million different places this week, but really excited to watch him and the team play down against NC State on Saturday. We return to Catamount Insider to wrap up this week's episode right after this on Catamount Insider.
As a proud sports partner, we're the team behind your team and your school. We're Milton Cat, the exclusive dealer for Caterpillar machines and power systems in the Northeast. Wherever things are getting done, you'll find our customers building, powering, and maintaining our communities. You'll also find Milton Cat, the team ready with the best technology, expertise, parts, and service. So if you're ready for new challenges and exciting career opportunities, join our team, Milton Cat, always ready.
Budweiser knows your friends are counting on you. So, we want you to remember to make a plan to make it home every time you go out. Do whatever it takes to get home safely. Call a friend, arrange for a cab, or designate a driver. Because friends are waiting.
Ooh, when you come home to me.
This message is brought to you by your friends at Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, Exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at HandyCars.com.
A true teammate takes on every day with a winner's attitude. Gets up when they fall down and leaves it all on the field. There's a group of teammates who do all these things every single day. But they're more than your typical athlete. They're kids dealing with unthinkable medical circumstances. Team Impact matches children facing serious illness or disability with college sports teams, creating a long-term, life-changing experience for everyone involved. Help us get all kids in the game. Visit teamimpact.org. Team Impact. All in, all together.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
You want to take your grilling to the next level? It's all about what you've got sitting on the grates.
Mackenzie Hardwood Smoked Sausage, Beer Brats, and Natural Casing Franks.
You'll thank me later.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
For the game. For the holiday. For the family outing. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of grilled perfection.
Make it special. Make it Mackenzie.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup as the top college athletic programs for the 2024-25 college athletic season? You can follow the standings of your favorite team or alma mater at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2025 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider, and I basically have no time, so long, thanks to our great guests this week. Hard to believe, last week is our last episode of the year. It's been a great season of Catamount Insider, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Thanks to Chris Fifes, thanks to Will Lanier. Good luck to both of them this weekend, and I hope they're coming home with a couple of Catamount W's. This has been Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat.
On the Vermont Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Catamount Insider, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Vermont Sports Network.